Of course, I can see that you're starting to record. And while you're eating, because everyone wants to hear you chewing. Here we go.
You know what's crazy?
I almost choked.
I'm legit turned on right now.
And I literally almost choked because I was trying so hard to make noise. Apparently, I do things with my mouth much quieter in real life.
That's not what he told me. Okay.
Which he.
Or was it
there's
a she?
Been so many. You're going to need to be more specific. Welcome to our new podcast, Hey Sis.
Unfiltered. We are your hosts, Melissa Forbush.
And Amy McAllister. And this is our official trailer.
Trailer.
We got through it. We did an intro.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Now, let's go back to the beginning before you were making out with my husband.
Oh, listen. I walked in some hot pink high heels to a job interview. No.
I'm sitting at the hospital in my very peaceful environment, quietly enjoying these normal people that I'm working with, and in walks this hot cougar, pink high heels, and I immediately knew that chick's batshit crazy.
I'm a little offended that you instantly knew I was a cougar. I was still only 35, bitch. What are you talking about?
Well, you gotta remember, at the time, I considered myself a cougar, even though I was in my 20s.
To be clear, if I was 35, you were 23. So, unless you were making out with high school boys, you were not a cougar.
You're right. I was the opposite. I was making out with 40-year-olds.
Yes.
So, it was a little bit of the opposite. What is that called?
Gravedigger?
A gravedigger. Yes!
I don't know.
I like it. That's what I was.
They were damn near dead.
But I knew in that moment that work was no longer going to be boring. And it was not.
It was never boring again.
Again.
And not a whole lot of work was done ever again either.
That's not true. Because when people are hurting and they are in stressful situations at work, who is it that helps bring you back? The unfiltered goddesses.
Yes, that is what it was. Because when people were coming in for their, you know, seizures, they just wanted a couple of people talking about their latest dates. So you are right. We were just providing healing, one raunchy story at a time. So that's how we met. And this was 13 years ago. And
that shows our age.
Well, we are. Well, I am 47. I've said it. It's out there. I'm owning it. It's time for more Botox. So it's totally fine. And now we can jump to where I was making out with your husband.
I would love to hear more.
I'm just trying to decide if we keep in the piece where I mentioned that my ex-husband used to be his baseball coach. So I had known him since he was in like seventh grade. Now, for the record, he was 20.
Smoking hot. That's what I was going to say too.
24 by the time this happened. So there was nothing inappropriate going on. Although weird, and bring on the hasisunfiltered@gmail.com.
No, because we mentioned that this was an unconventional friendship. Why? Because of the age gap. B, because you're making out with my husband. And then
before you
introduced us.
Okay, that just to be clear, I was not making out with him while he was your husband.
No, you tricked me into dating him because I didn't want to meet him, and you tricked me saying that we were going with your family to a comedy show. And then this tall, hairy fella walked in the door and I was pissed.
And you've never had a moment of peace since. You're welcome.
It's true. It's true.
If you don't know, go to The Scared Life on Instagram or TikTok and see exactly what kind of life I signed my bestie up for. Yeah. Bless.
For the love. If I had any idea.
You'll learn some new swears, good Godfreys and shitballs and
hashtag not sorry. Okay. You scare me. You are in for a treat because that's what you get no matter what it is.
True. But because of this deceitful setup, you now have two additional beautiful babies who we can see from years ago right behind your head.
Yeah, baby.
We've got Briggs and Lennon. And I take full credit for them, even though you refuse to name either one of them after me.
Well, I am afraid to because Amy sounds very basic. You're not basic, but the majority of Amy's are, and I can't have basic children.
So okay? Basically, you called me old when I met you at 35 and basic. Did we say this was a podcast about best friends? Because I might need to reevaluate.
Let's just say that I am a great friend because of my unfiltered verbiage.
Because of your hard truths?
My hard truths. I don't know why the hands needed to be involved there, but either. They were. It worked.
It worked. And but here we are 12 years later.
With 6 engagements, 5 marriages, 4 divorces, 8 kids, and 3,000-mile moves, 347 mental breakdowns, 1.8 billion giggles, and 1.7 roughly billion tears later, we are still here working to the beat of our own very loud drums.
It's really hard to twerk when you're sitting down, but I'm doing something not twerking.
Wait, is that a challenge?
Okay. I said sitting down.
It was technically still close, sitting.
Close.
But y'all, whether we are twerking or opening the vault, our stories are about to be shared. Filters will not exist because they literally are not possible with the two of us.
We're sorry to our mothers. I'm sorry to my adult children who will inevitably listen to this, and all future generations of grandchildren, pets, fish.
And maybe this is where the generational gap comes in, because I'm not sorry.
Stop saying generational gap. Okay, I'm older. Okay. 3 of those divorces are mine.
What I mean by that is you can tell how immature I am because you are being very conscientious. I said that correctly. And this, the audio catches if I don't enunciate. This is going to be an issue. Okay, that is enough of the vault for this week. Don't forget to rate, review, like, and subscribe, and share with your unconventional best friend. But most importantly, stay unapologetically you.
See you next week, sis.
Love it. Woo-hoo. So much better.
Yeah.
What the hell was that supposed to be?
You want me to say, whomp, whomp.
What I want you to do is not ever do that ever again. Like, as your friend, do not do that.
Woohoo!
Or
is that better?
Woo-woo! What about that? Woo-woo! Woo-hoo!